You can move over birds because it's the bug's turn now. The campaign to find New Zealand's most loved bug, it's well underway. And Bug of the Year is the brainchild of the Entomological Society of New Zealand, and they want you to get curious about Aotearoa's native critters. University of Otago Zoology Department Senior Lecturer Dr. Jenny Yant joins us now. Kia ora, Jenny.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me tonight.
Yeah, thank you for being here tonight. Coming up to 11 o'clock, so we appreciate you being up this hour. So, what, was the Bird of the Year competition a big influence on the campaign?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Every year the Bird of the Year campaign would come along and the entomologists would sit around and say, this is amazing. We need to do this with bugs too. So this year we finally said, well, let's do it. Let's finally just do it.
Okay, so well, how did you put the campaign together? I mean, it's all very well saying let's do it, but how did you put the call out?
Yeah, so it kind of started with just let's do it. What happened was we happened to have an executive committee that is comprised of amazing people at the moment, and we've got Julia Casper and Phil Servet, Tara Murray, Morgan, Miriam, Lily Duvall, and me. And everybody just has a different type of creative nerve in their body and so much enthusiasm for this idea that we just formed a subcommittee and we said, we're just going to do it. And then we just spent a couple months arguing over the title and who was going to be the nominees and how it was going to work. And then we just, you know, got to it and got to work.
Well, there are, I believe, 20,000 species of insects in New Zealand, but how many contenders are vying for the Bug of the Year title?
We have 24 nominees this year for vying for Bug of the Year. And we have a number of members of our entomological society that I like to refer to as champions who are taking to social media to really engage and try to sell and explain why their nominee is the best and why you should vote for it. So definitely check out the Twitter. The memes are going crazy. It's so much fun.
Okay, so New Zealand Bug of the Year. I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at the pictures of the bugs. Got some beautiful pictures here. We can rattle them off, can we? There's 24 of them. But I'm going to anyway. Or can you? Do you know them off the top
Go
of your head?
Oh boy.
Okay, I'll do it.
That's a good test. I'm going to try.
Okay, go.
We've got the antlion lacewing, the native bee, the lichen, North Island lichen moth, the, I don't have my website open.
So I'll do it for you if you like.
Do it for me because I'm going to miss some of them.
Okay.
Some amazing ones and I'm going to sound biased.
Okay, the lacewing, the native bee, oh, that would be my choice. I haven't even looked at the others. The cicada, the giant dragonfly, oh, that's pretty amazing. The praying mantis, the hoverfly. Oh, the giraffe weevil, didn't even know that existed. I'm not giving them their long names, but the Homer grasshopper, that's a particular grasshopper. The large black hunting wasp, doesn't look like a wasp at all. The black tunnel web.
Glorious, though.
It is, yeah. The black tunnel web spider. The knobbled weevil. The orange spotted ladybird beetle. Helms stag beetle. The Namu sandfly. No! the North Island lichen moth, that's pretty unbelievable. The Piriri moth, the robust grasshopper. The prickly stick insect, I've got a few more to go, I'm getting there. Hang in there. The Huhu beetle, the Southern Michelin ant, the Australasian green shield bug, the Wetaponga, the lemon tree borer wasp, and the Kahu Kowhai, the yellow admiral butterfly. Golly, what an assortment.
Yeah, there's a lot of amazing choices. And if you click on any one of those, it'll take you to a page with a description of each of those nominees. So you have an opportunity to learn about each of these nominees in detail before you go ahead and make your catch your vote.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm trying to be unbiased, but I tend to have an affinity for wasps and bees and ants. And since we have two wasps, a bee and an ant, I also love hoverflies. I think they are just the coolest. They look like bees, but they're flies, but they pollinate, but nobody knows they're flies. So I just think that they're one of the coolest things out there. And the fact is, as I've been going through and doing the research and working on this website, I've sort of fallen in love with all of them. And due to just somebody, a couple of people have been asking me about the sandfly, and now I have an appreciation for the sandfly that I didn't have before. So it's a hard choice.
Well, it's a bit of an unfortunate picture of the sandfly because it's actually resting on human flesh.
Oh, there were no other options. So for choosing the images for everything on the website, what I did was I used iNaturalist, which is an incredible website if you haven't heard of it before. You can take a photo you can take photos of plants and birds and stuff too, but I like to use it for my insects. I take photos of insects that I don't know what they are. I post it on iNaturalist. It gives me a suggestion of what it is, and there's a whole community that comes together and discusses to help figure out what it is. And once you get a genus and species that have been confirmed by multiple people, it becomes what's called research grade. So I went on to iNaturalist, and for each of these nominees, I chose two images that were categorized as research grade, meaning that at least two people had gone on and verified that this was the correct identification for each of these images.
Well, that was good.
The sandfly only has two images that are research grade on iNaturalist, and both of them are on somebody's arm.
All right, we'll forgive it.
I was limited in my options.
We're just coming up to the news, Jenny, but I just want to quickly say bugoftheyear.ento.org.nz, and you can vote. And, we'll find out in February who the winner is. So thank you, Jenny. That's wonderful. Thanks for introducing us to that.
Yeah, and have fun. Happy voting.
Yeah, we will. That's Jenny Yant and Bug of the Year.